This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. So we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Mitzi asks, can she see her grandchildren or not this Easter? Give it to her straight. Listen, okay, you know, my mom is going to be coming over to our house, and my father-in-law and his wife, they're going to be coming over to our house. They've all been vaccinated. My kids have not been vaccinated. They aren't in the age group, and I'm comfortable with them taking off their masks. Now, that's my family, and I know they asked, and you always have to be very, very careful when you're an in-law or just when you're a daughter because, oh, well, Dolly, they call me Dolly. Dolly said it was okay. Dolly said it was okay. My mom's like, Dolly said it was okay, and I'm like, no, I officially didn't say anything. I hedged, right? I had a witness in the room. I said, it's up to you. But I've kept my mom away from the house for so long now that she started to suspect that I'm trying to blame COVID when it's not COVID. But I bring up my mom and my in-laws because if I trust that their vaccine is going to protect them enough to be around me, my husband, and the kids, then I feel confident with the CDC's guidance. Now, the CDC's guidance is if you're fully vaccinated, you can visit unvaccinated people, but with caveats. It should be only one unvaccinated household at a time, so not be in a room full of 20 families. And masks and social distance should be maintained if there is a gathering such as two families. And if the people in that household that you're visiting are low risk, like kids, that's kind of what they were talking about in terms of low risk people. If you have somebody that, you know, had severe COVID and is still coughing and sneezing and all that, they're going to say wear a mask. But if you have kids and the kids are acting fine, the kids are acting healthy, and you've been vaccinated, the CDC is allowing grandparents, or I don't want to use the term allow. I hate that, the government allowing us. But the CDC is recommending that you don't have to continue your isolation. You can hang out with them, but still, with that caveat of be careful and wear masks if you think you should. So, you know, when you want my real honest opinion and give it to you straight, my kids, one of mine goes to college. Yeah, the college is still on virtual, but many of them go to the university, go to the library to study. So my kid is around other kids, and he has a girlfriend. And who knows who she's around. And my other son, you know, he has friends, and he's younger. He's in high school. Can they have COVID and give it to the older people that are coming to the house that are vaccinated? They can. But I feel confident that the vaccine will prevent severe illness in them. So if my kids do give grandma or my in-laws COVID, I'm hoping and praying that that vaccine is doing its job and not allowing them to get overcome by it. Now, I have told my kids to not be stupid, you know, not be, you know, going to parties, and they're not. They're actually being very, very careful. They're only staying around people who they've stayed around with, so their own little circle. So you know how we have a family, they have a family of friends. Again, you can't control all that. But, you know, for the most part, my kids have been very careful not to, you know, because they know grandma's coming. And you know, and we're going to also have luckily the weather is nice, so we're going to have windows open. We're going to, you know, try to still, we're not going to be in a confined space. And I'm going to kick everybody out of the house as soon as it's over. I'm going to say, guys, my nose is running. I think it's COVID. leave, or the dog is going to sneeze. We have the dog, and the dog will sneeze, and I'm like, oh my gosh, she has coronavirus, everybody flee. So I already have a plan. Once, you know, anybody gets on my nerves, I'm going to clear that house out. So I'm good with that. So, you know, I wish I could just say 100% you're going to be fine. But all I could say is I feel comfortable having my family members, and they're in their mid to late 70s. So they're not spring chickens. They're not very, very senior, but they're in their mid to late 70s. So they are in a vulnerable population group. You know, but we're going to feed them soup. We're going to feed them. So we're going to try to boost their immune system anyway while we're there. And we're going to have healthy food. Now, mind you, I celebrate Passover. So what's you know, tough about Passover is the foods really constipate you. When you can't have bread for a week, for 8 days, you really get constipated. You're not supposed to have any leavened bread, anything with wheat or grain in it. You know, basically that's, I think, where gluten-free came from. People are like, oh, I could do this. I can't. I mean, I do it for the religion, but I am so constipated. I'm going to be so miserable next week. You guys are going to be like, what is wrong with her? And I'll tell you, it's because I haven't pooped. And so, you know, if there is a silver lining to that, whenever you serve a Passover Seder, everybody's pretty constipated, you know, for days on end, and then they don't come visit. So in theory, somebody could say that I'm actually protecting all the older individuals coming to my house because they're going to be in isolation waiting for the Miralax to kick in so they could go potty. Me, I don't plan on going anywhere for most of the Seder because I don't know when any of my stool softeners are going to kick in. So basically, they're on their own lockdown after that because they have to go potty. So I think we're going with that. But, you know, the truth of the matter is these vaccines don't stop the spread of regular COVID. What it does is it prevents somebody from it replicating a lot and them getting sick and then them spreading a high viral load. I think you could still spread a low viral load, which is why we're wearing the masks. I know Dr. Rand Paul, Senator Paul, but he's a doctor. Dr. Senator Rand Paul was fighting with Fauci about the theatrics, about the masks. I understand. I know people don't like Fauci, but look, I understand why he said to still wear a mask because the virus can still be spread. But, you know, can you still at least be by your grandkids? Can you still at least be by family members? Absolutely. You know, if everybody's being smart and careful about it. All right? 1-877-DOCTOR. Don't go away.
Guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us.
That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Did you guys see this? Okay, I heard about a month or two ago that Bill Gates wanted to send a bunch of chalk up in the sky to block out the sun, and I'm like, all right, guys, I'm not going to believe that. Yeah, right. Okay, whatever. Chalk. We don't even use chalk anymore. You know, when you teach, they have dry erase pens, so we don't even use chalk anymore. But apparently, I think Bill Gates doubled down in the last day or two saying, yeah, we're moving forward with this. He and Harvard are trying to block the sun's rays warming the earth by putting these balloons of chalk up into the sky that burst about 12 miles up into the sky that'll burst, cause a cloud, and then block the sun. I don't like the idea at all. The balloon is going to be lifting 1,300 pounds of equipment up 12 miles to the stratosphere. 4 pounds of chalk is released into the atmosphere, and then the plume of dust goes a few miles wide, and I think it moves the equipment. I guess they want the chalk to interact with the atmosphere so it'll fall back to Earth benignly. This is going to happen north of Sedan. I think it's going to be, hold on a second, near the Arctic Circle. This is going to be near the Arctic town of Karuma. The balloons are going to climb to an altitude of 12 miles, and then it's going to dump dust to block the sun. Now, okay, mind you, as a scientist, and in order to become a doctor, you had to go through years of science. So I can appreciate Harvard and Bill Gates wanting to help this Earth. I can appreciate them being ingenious and thinking about ways to protect humans. Kudos. That's nice. It's admirable. But man thinks, God likes. That is a saying where man, you know, works, God laughs. And it highlights the fact that we might think we're doing something, and there's a higher power or Mother Nature that really has control. And while we're trying to fix something, we hurt ourselves. Isn't that what the Tower of Babel was about? A bunch of people were building this big tower, and they wanted to build a tower to God, and they were going to, you know, meet God and say, what's up? And, you know, try to show they, you know, can meet God. And God's like, oh, heck no. And then he made everybody speak a different language and they couldn't work together. Was that the Tower of Babel? All right, you know, we don't mess with nature. That's one thing we learned about. We just don't mess with God. We don't mess with nature. And to put something in our atmosphere that has never been tested, and you think in theory, with your calculations, it's going to be safe. No, I don't trust that. Now, people have asked, what do I think about global warming? What do I think humans should do? Now, I eat hamburgers. I do not think my hamburgers or any of my gas is contributing to global warming. I mean, it may cause some issues in my current zip code, but in terms of global warming, no. I can eat a hamburger just fine. I am pro-environmental measures and trying to limit pollution and emissions. I'm not a fan of making a bigger carbon footprint just to try to minimize another sort of carbon footprint. We got to be really, really smart and surgically precise with our approaches. But I love the environment. And I do worry because I live in an area that used to get snow. Vegas used to get snow. And we only get snow once in a blue moon. Every few years, we may get some snowfall. Maybe a little bit of flutters and flurries. And we used to, I mean, I remember going to college and our pipes would have to keep our water running in the winter so the pipes wouldn't burst. It used to get cold. And so I also see things dry up. I see we have Lake Mead water levels drop. I don't like living, you know, during a drought. I see in my country, in America, things are drying up on the west. They're getting more wet on the east. It looks like parts of Florida are sinking. I could be wrong, but I think there are changes. I think there are shifts. Now, what do we do as humans? Well, I understand some people think these shifts are man-made. But if they're not, and if these shifts, sorry, I have a lisp, so it's hard to say the SH sound without my tongue getting in the way. But if these shifts are nature-caused, then our bodies, the human race, the plants, the animals are going to evolve. Now, nobody wants to think about this, but, you know, the dinosaurs became extinct. Maybe it was an asteroid. Maybe it was some other sort of thing. But unfortunately, things happen. Forest fires happen. I want to stop every forest fire. I don't ever want to see a forest go on fire. But unfortunately, it's part of nature. And there's a reason for that, because there has to be, I guess, a reset. Certain diseases get killed. There's supposed to be some silver lining to these bad things that happen. And I hate seeing bad things happen. And we want to control all these bad things. But the truth of the matter is humans are going to have to adapt to warmer weather. Same thing with animals. Same thing with plants. Now, I'm not saying we need to be able to live at 212 degrees Fahrenheit, but what we're doing right now to combat the heat is we're in air conditioning. And we just live our lives in air conditioning. The only time we see the heat is running out to our car. Maybe if we're really worried about global warming, we need to slowly spend a little bit more time outdoors and let our bodies start getting used to the new weather patterns. I know somebody's like, oh, that's horrible because you could get melanoma. Well, try not to get melanoma. Maybe sit in the shade. But we are not going to evolve, and we are not going to be able to withstand the new pressures of this earth if our bodies don't learn to live in it. If I'm in an air-conditioned setting 24/7, then, yeah, the moment I go outside, I'm going to be overwhelmed, and I'm going to cry, and I'm going to be like, oh, woe is me. And then, God forbid, you lose power and you don't have air conditioning, you're in trouble. Same thing with heat. We're going to have to learn how to heat ourselves. We're so used to there being a power company and a power grid. Look at what happened in Houston. Look what happened in Texas. Power went out. So people were trying to heat themselves up with their car, and they died of carbon monoxide poisoning. Or they tried to start a fire in the house and unfortunately burned down the house. If we want to fight climate change and global warming, and if that's what we really think is going on, then where are our exercises, our protocols to start adapting? The only species that live and persist and are successful are the ones that could adapt. Now, somebody could say, well, Bill Gates is helping us adapt. We are going to throw chalk and dust into the atmosphere. Okay. But if that's our plan, if that's our big plan, we got problems. Well, we're all going to go vegan. I don't know if that's going to work. We're carnivores. I don't know if going vegan is going to work. We might have to include a more plant-based diet. I agree with that. I agree we should have more plants in our diet, but I don't think we could go all vegan. I think some of us would go out and would lose our mind. I'm amazed that people can do that, and I'm humbled by the fact that people can do that, and I'm impressed. It just isn't for a lot of people. So my suggestions to all of you is if you're noticing that things are getting a little hotter, and yeah, you got your air conditioning, you got that, but, you know, maybe we need to slowly start, I mean, not our vulnerable populations, like our older individuals or our kids, but I think many of us are going to have to just start to learn to live with the heat. Same thing with plants. We're going to have plants that are going to have to evolve to be more heat resistant. Animals are going to do the same thing. There's also going to be plants that are going to need to be more drought resistant. We might see more cacti. I mean, cacti emerged because of desert conditions. Cacti realized that we're not going to have water year-round, so we better save up. And maybe as humans, we need to save up. We might need to find other means to cool ourselves and to keep our temperature cool. Maybe we need to come up with these you know how the football players, they have these heated warm up drapes, you know, after Tom Brady, you know, scores a touchdown, you know, they put the cape on him and his coat and he's all warm. Maybe we need cooling. Maybe we need to be looking at, for those of you looking for business or whatever, you know, maybe we need to have those types of things that cool us as we're outside. I mean, people are like, well, we're going to live on Mars. We're going to move to Mars. If we're going to live on Mars, we have to be able to be in an apparatus that allows us to breathe and regulate our temperature. So we're already working on that from a technology standpoint. But I don't know if I'm a fan of sticking chalk in the sky. That's just me. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
On a day after a mass shooting in Boulder, Colorado, a GOP-backed bill to reduce gun crimes has been filed. It's being pushed by Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz, who says we need to take a look at a targeted approach toward combating violent crime.
Targeted at violent criminals, targeted at felons, targeted at fugitives, targeted at those with serious mental disease, to stop them from getting firearms.
Regarding the horrific shooting at a grocery store in Boulder, Colorado, Colorado Democrat Governor Jared Polis says,
there's a full investigation underway. The eyes of the nation are on Boulder. The eyes of the nation are on Colorado. And every level of law enforcement, federal, state, and local, is working together to make sure that we can bring justice.
The 21-year-old suspect will be charged later on Tuesday with 10 counts of murder. USA Radio News. A new study may confirm what many of us thought lockdowns would do to our waistline.
If you're feeling a little softer around the middle after months of COVID lockdowns, well, you're not alone. A new study from the University of California, San Francisco found that adults in the U.S. who were under stay-at-home orders gained an average of a half a pound for every 10 days spent at home. Surveying nearly 7,500 people, researchers found that their subjects put on an average of a pound and a half for every month that they stayed home. The study said that the primary causes of weight gain were likely due to changes in physical activity patterns, as well as self-reported increases in snacking and overeating. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Some Miami-Dade residents think the stimulus checks could be playing a role in the spring break rowdiness in Miami Beach. City officials holding an emergency meeting Monday and setting forth an 8 p.m. curfew for the rest of the month, as over 1,000 people were arrested over the weekend. Many people traveling to South Florida to escape the cold weather. This is USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
All right, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks again to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen and for Jason, who's working the dials. So you might be seeing a video on social media of a chairlift that was flinging people off the chairlift. It was pretty scary. Now, this isn't new footage. Apparently the footage happened back in 2018 in Goodary Winter Resort, and I think it's in the country of Georgia. So this didn't happen in the United States, I don't believe. And it was a couple years ago where, and I didn't see the video footage until today. It's been circulating, but this isn't This isn't new footage. This is something that happened a while back. And it's frightening because I ski, a lot of us ski, and the ski lifts are one of the scariest parts to me of skiing. I don't mind skiing down the hill. Skiing down the hill I'm comfortable with, and I think I know how to fall, you know, having had a fall already. But I get really nervous about the ski lifts because sometimes they just stop and you're in the middle of nowhere and you are, I don't know, hundreds of feet above the ground and it's scary and you're just kind of sitting there and you're looking around and you're like, okay, you know, when are we going to go? I once was stuck on a ski lift for about 30, 45 minutes and of course I had to pee. So that wasn't good. And then there's not a bathroom up there because then you have to ski down to go to the bathroom. So it's still going to take you a while. And then once you get down to the hill, you got to walk over to the bathroom. So it's really not that easy. But apparently what happened is the ski lift went out of control and you start to see it move pretty fast. And then the ski chair fling off at the bottom of the, you know, when it comes around the bend. It didn't slow down for the people to get off. And then all of a sudden, it comes around to the other side and then dumps him. But then the next chair comes and hits into that locked area. And then another chair comes. And then you see another chair come with people. And the people were flung off and into the mountain. And this is something I've never seen in terms of an accident. And then the stair lift started to move in reverse, crushing ski lift chairs into each other. So BBC, Euronews, CNN, Independent Washington Post, Daily Mail kind of reported it. It's called the ski lift from hell. And you literally saw people flying in the air. Now, several tourists were injured. Luckily, nobody died. There was a pregnant woman from Sweden, 6 citizens of Russia, 4 from the Ukraine. And no pregnancy-related problems. I believe she had the baby fine. No fatalities. 4 of the 11 had already been discharged from the hospital. And they said, none of the people's lives were endangered. No one on the ground, or no ground for panic. According to Georgia's deputy health minister, none of the injured person's life is in danger. The condition of the pregnant woman is satisfactory as well. Now, we don't know why it happened. They think maybe there was a voltage fluctuation or brake issues. Again, people are asking, why didn't anybody hit the stop button? There's supposed to be a stop button easily accessible. According to the Minister of Economy and Sustainable Development, Dmitry Kumshishvili, negotiations about sending independent international experts to investigate the case was underway. And we haven't heard much. I was trying to look this up. I haven't really heard much. And tourists remained on the resort. Skiers are still skiing except on that one track because of that bad ski lift. But what this brings up is our reliance on machinery and I don't know if you've gone up a mountain. I think we went to the, I was in Switzerland in June of 2019 and we went into the Austrian, we were in the Austrian Alps and it was on the border of Switzerland, I believe, and we wanted to see an ice cave. Well, in order to get up that high, you had to take a tram up the mountain. And, you know, I'm bringing my whole family into this tram that is scaling up a mountain. And we've all done it at different places. I think even Palm Springs has a tram like that. And you go into that and you or if you zip line and we trust these things and we trust our lives and thank God everything is okay. And I see people do it and they're fine. And we tell everybody, look, you know, that if anything bad happens, it's that once in a blue moon chance. And so people will still go on ski lifts. They'll still go on those mountain trams. But then they have the same attitude. They have a completely different attitude when it comes to vaccines. Like, well, I'm not going to take the vaccine because I heard that somebody had an allergic reaction. I'm like, but you get on a ski lift. You go up these mountain, you zip line. There's people who have fallen off zip lines. There's zip lines that have malfunctioned. There's ski lifts that have malfunctioned. Oh, no, but this is different. So it's interesting how we will, you know, people think it's a tragic, it's a one-off, and they move on with their lives. But when it comes to, you know, vaccines and other things, they're a little bit more hesitant. So, I get it. I get why people are hesitant. And then there's people out there saying, I want to go on a ski lift, I want to go up on a mountain tram, and I want to get the vaccine. Now, going back to work, there's been a lot of pressure on employers from both sides. Are you going to force us to get the vaccine? Are you not? Well, a survey has come out saying two-thirds of Americans do not want unvaccinated people to return to the office and say they shouldn't be allowed to travel. I mean, the splits between people and attitudes now and people turning each other in, and where's the camaraderie? But a new poll has found 60% of Americans want to work for an employer who requires everyone to get a COVID vaccine before coming to the office. 56% said unvaccinated workers should stay at home. 62% said they don't believe unvaccinated people should be allowed to travel on airplanes. Yeah, this is even if they're vaccinated. The survey also found 55% said unvaccinated people should not work out at public gyms, enter movie theaters, or attend public concerts. So, I mean, doesn't mean you have to wear a star, a yellow star? I mean, it's very eerily similar to Nazi Germany. I get very, very nervous when I see the public turn on each other. And the reason why I'm not a big fan of these attitudes is you're getting the vaccine to protect you. I'm a physician. If I'm around patients that aren't vaccinated, I'm not going to turn patients away because they're not vaccinated and I don't want to be around an unvaccinated person. I got vaccinated for that reason, so I can be around unvaccinated people. Now, I get unvaccinated people can harbor the virus, allow the virus to brew more viciously and maybe spread more. And unvaccinated people could, unfortunately, be a type of host that allows a variant to brew. But if you're vaccinated, there's, you know, one argument for none of your gosh darn business. I mean, I'm a doctor. There is no way I could turn people away saying, you're not vaccinated, so I'm not going to see you in here. And my job as a doctor is to take care of you. Like a teacher's job is to take care of, you know, the kids and teach the kids. If a kid isn't vaccinated, that kid doesn't get taught. So 54% of the respondents said they were very interested in getting vaccinated. This is up from 41% in January. And I think a lot more people are interested in it because they are worried about not being able to travel. These travel passports you keep hearing in the news, and I think it's going to be more and more of a reality. So people are probably freaked out that they won't be able to travel, they won't be able to go into a gym, go into a school, go anywhere without the vaccine. And so they're like, you know what, fine, I'll just take it. But it's interesting how people don't want others to come back to work. Meaning, if you don't get a vaccine, you're not allowed to feed your family. You're not allowed to work and feed your family. Now, what if there's a reason? What if you have a medical condition? What if, you know, there's... it's interesting to look at the attitudes that Americans have right now. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So how many of you kiss your pets and snuggle your pets and get your face all up in your pets and do kissy-kissy because we love our pets? I do. I love my kitty cats. I love my doggy. I am just all up in the face of my animals. Well, if you have COVID, you might not want to because the UK variant has been found to cause heart issues in pets. They say early findings from a specialist veterinary hospital in England suggested domestic cat and dogs infected with the highly transmissible UK variant developed heart issues during the wintertime surge. Now, remember, the UK variant is going to be the one that's highly prevalent in the U.S. by this spring. Now, Lucia Ferrasson, corresponding author and cardiologist at the Ralph Veterinary Referral Center. So Dr. Ferrasson said, we don't want to spread panic unnecessarily, especially because at the moment we have a strong suspicion of transmission from human to pet, but not vice versa, and we don't know this for sure. The vets ought to be aware of this so they can start testing if they suspect a potential case of COVID infection. Study authors behind the findings, according to Fox News, posted ahead of a peer review report, a sudden surge of pets presenting with myocarditis, or inflammation of the heart muscle, at the animal hospital between December to February. The pets had no history of heart disease, and there was some similarity in the cases involving lethargy, lack of appetite, shortness of breath, and fainting in some instances. The pet owners had started showing respiratory symptoms for COVID several weeks before the animals got sick. The owners confirmed positive for PCR tests for the study, and the B117 UK variant, which we think is more transmissible than other strains, has accounted for approximately 98% of all new infections in the UK as of February 7th. For us, we're going to be hitting, I guess, the 50% mark soon. Now, this UK variant has been detected in over 80 countries. And so study authors said, given this coincidence and the intriguing simultaneous evolution of myocarditis in these pets and the B117 COVID-19 outbreak, we decided to investigate it in animals. Now, we know that pets can get coronavirus. We've seen that. Remember, it was shed in cat feces and dogs. We've identified animals, gorillas, lions, that have had COVID. In fact, they're starting to vaccinate animals. And usually when a dog gets COVID, they have cough, runny nose, sneezing, conjunctivitis. But it shows that the virus could affect the animals too, especially causing inflammation of the heart. That's myocarditis. Myo is the muscle, card of the heart, itis, inflammation. So to conduct the study, researchers took swab samples from 6 cats and 1 dog, blood samples from another 4 pets at least 2 weeks after they developed signs of heart issues. Swab samples were stored in sub-freezing conditions until they were packed in ice and shipped to France for lab testing, which indicated 6 of 11 animals under the study were positive for the virus. All of the pets made significant improvement after rest and medical treatment, with the exception of 1 cat that unfortunately needed euthanasia. So study authors said, although the B117 infection in humans seems to be associated with higher COVID-19 mortality or clinical severity, the association between myocarditis and B117 infection in domestic pets has to be acknowledged and addressed. Now, somebody could say, well, wait a second, this hospital kind of deals with the sickest of pets. So, you know, if we start to test, we might notice that more pets have it, and maybe there's, you know, there. But either way, I just need to know that this virus can affect a pet or not. Now, I have cats, and they sneeze, and they cough, and they throw up, and they have hair balls, and they pee-pee house, and they poo-poo house, and they go into my food, and they shed, and they chase each other, and they try to draw blood, and they're just, you know, they bring rats in the house. I honestly, cats do not allow, and your dogs do not really allow your house to be sterile. But we just still don't want anything to happen to them. They say if pet owners have concerns, the study author advised contacting a vet, and the other expert, Dr. Hosey, cautioned to be aware of human-to-animal virus transmission. If a pet owner is positive for the virus, they suggest stay away from pets and donning a mask when feeding pets to try to prevent transmission. Wow. An Iowa woman, we spoke about the COVID flu. I'm sorry, the 1918 Spanish flu. A 104-year-old Iowa woman who was a child during the 1918 flu pandemic has officially received her dose of the COVID-19 vaccine. Velma McElderry received her first dose of the vaccine on Saturday. This was the first time she left her home in a year. She has remained isolated away from friends and family to protect herself against COVID. Mick Elderly's daughter, Sue, took her to the appointment. They live in Council Bluffs. And they said that the injection wasn't that bad. The daughter said it will be a big relief once she can get that second shot and start to see family, and they can come all the way in the house and not have to worry about standing at the door and staying 6 feet apart. That would be nice. Good for her. Peter said her mother has been keeping up with the COVID pandemic coverage from isolation and has been eager to get the vaccine. She reads a lot about the pandemic. She talks about what is going on, how many people are getting the vaccine, how many people have died. She's been very interested since it began. She wants to get the vaccine. See, we could live till 104 and still have our wits about us. Mick Elderly has three children of her own, in addition to five grandchildren and four great-grandchildren. She was 2 years old when the flu pandemic took over the world in 1918. Her family was spared, but she remembers her mom telling stories as she was growing up. She did talk about it a little bit, how her mom would talk about the devastation and how it could wipe out whole families. Now, they were living in a small mining town called Olmütz at the time. So, very, very cool stuff. And, we've been bringing up the Spanish flu this whole time because people are like, yeah, well, they wear masks and they social distance and all that. But report had come out. I need to look up who the expert said is from. But they said, guys, you know, we were talking about a real bad pandemic. COVID wasn't it. There's going to be another one. So I'm not looking forward to any of this. I'm not. So how are we doing with our pandemic? Not too good. Germany's on lockdown. Germany is going to have a lockdown through Easter. I think Italy's having a lockdown through Easter. Paris is on lockdown. Germany has extended their lockdown until April 18th, calling on citizens to stay home for 5 days over the Easter holidays to try to break a third wave of the pandemic. Chancellor Angela Merkel pushed leaders of Germany's 16 states to take a tougher stance to fight the pandemic, reversing plans for gradual reopening of the economy agreed earlier this month. She said, we are now basically in a new pandemic. The British mutation has become dominant. Fundamentally, we face a new virus of the same kind, but with very different characteristics, more deadly, more infectious, and infectious for longer. So they were trying to ease restrictions, and then the spread of more variants pushed up cases. I know people are very excited about, I've been watching, in America, we've still had death tolls rise. We still have new cases, but I've been watching on worldometers, the serious critical, those in hospitals, that number has gone down. I think it was about 9,400 last week. Now it's 8,600. Now, mind you, some of them might have died, but I'm not seeing the serious critical numbers go up in terms of hospitalizations. We still are at a high level of cases, deaths, and hospitalizations, but it's lower than it was before. But throughout the world, we're still seeing new cases and deaths in Brazil, India, Russia, France, UK, Italy, Spain, Turkey. 26,000 new cases reported in Turkey, 18,000 in Italy, 16,000 in Poland, Ukraine, 9,000 in Jordan. Remember, these are smaller countries than us. We reported another 11,000, but get this, in India, 47,000 new cases as of today. Yesterday, so that was 47,000. Yesterday, they reported 40,000 new cases. So we are, unfortunately, not out of the woods. These variants, the UK variant, the Brazilian variant, we have a California variant. So, you know, still be diligent, people. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DR-DELLY.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.